This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self.
All right, we're live. I'm so excited. This is our first Facebook Live interview within our Sistership Circle, and I'm really excited to bring to you Alexis Logan, who's going to talk about not settling for less and activating your more, which is such a... We're ending the year and really looking at 2018. So let me tell you a little bit about Alexis, and then we're going to dive in and we're going to have this be an experience, right? So I'm not just going to interview her. I'm actually going to have her create an experience for you so that you can really activate your more on this call. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about Alexis. She's the founder of Intuitive Ambition and Activate Your Wealth Code. And she teaches intuitive high performance entrepreneurs and leaders how to deepen into their soul purpose and trust their knowing so they can bring their calling into the world, serve at their best, and increase their income and impact. So isn't that perfect for us today? Yes. Forensic social worker and spiritual teacher, Alexis gets to the root of things quickly so her clients handle the real issue standing in the way of their success. So we're going to talk about simple strategies to up-level your mindset. We're going to talk about intuition, how to embody your soul's truth and become the leader that you were born to be. So welcome, Alexis. So excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
Yay. Yeah. So I would love for us to start with intuition because it is something that we're constantly talking about as feminine leaders of, for us here, we're doing circles. How do we use our intuition in circle? But I think more so it's, tapping into our intuition so that we can really get clear on, okay, what is my yes? What is my no? What is my desire? Where am I settling? You know, and all that. Ooh, we have a visitor. We have a little new generation feminine leader.
Hey!
Here's Callie. Yay. So Alexis, if you want to just share a little bit about how do we really tap into our intuition and then we could guide the women through an experience, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can totally do that. So the first thing I want to start though, before we get into intuition, is I have this kind of like deeper core belief that I operate on when it comes to intuition. And that is that you came to this world and a specific purpose, and as a result of that purpose, there's a particular destiny that you are here to fulfill, right? So everything that you need comes with you into this world. What happens is that we kind of get trained out of it, and intuition then is the bridge. It is the language that our soul uses to connect and remind us as we are taking different steps every step of the way of what we are here for, what we're here to do, and the actions we can take to stay in alignment with the path that we came in with. I've done soul record work. So for those of you who are on here not familiar, Akashic records, they're the records of your soul. They contain your blueprint for your life and your business. And I work with them with my clients every single time, which is why we're starting at this point, is that everyone has a particular thing that you're about, that you're here to contribute to the tapestry of consciousness, the tapestry of whatever change needs to happen on this earth. And as a result of that, you have this amazing language called your intuition that you can connect with and get the hits and the downloads that you need to bring things forward. So a great way that I love to start is just tuning in to intuition. One is that first of all, holding that core belief, right? And then the second piece is just tuning into and getting into the body, because you are a... People like, oh, I'm a soul having a bodily experience. So I just want to take it a step further and be like, you are in the 3D in physical form, learning how to experience and integrate your higher knowing into the same space. So there really is no separation. You're integrating both sides of this, right? So you, in order to tune in, we need to stop kind of being about our head, and we need to tune in and get deeper into our bodies, because we have a lot of cellular memory through energy. As when we're born and our soul really comes in and takes up consciousness within our bodies, there's a lot of information there. So if everyone could just go ahead and just close your eyes for just a minute, close your eyes for just a second. Like a ball just over your third eye. So just over your third eye, over your forehead. And I want you to move that ball down into your sacral chakra, which is just over your pelvis. Move it into your womb space. And as you're taking deep breaths and you're moving the ball and you're visioning this ball going down into your womb space, every time you exhale, just release whatever needs to be released for you to go deeper. And there's not much intention that you have to set with this. It's just moving the ball further south and allowing yourself to become really present to the part of your body where the ball is going. So how does your clothing feel on your skin? What are your feet feel like in your shoes or on the floor where you're at? If you're laying down, how does your body feel kind of wherever you're laying down? And to get really present to like your back and your vertebrae and how you're sitting. And as you're moving this ball down and you're really setting it over your womb space, now I want you to imagine that this ball becomes this orange light, like fire. And that this orange light is creating warmth in your womb space. It's creating warmth. It's really to feel like warm in your body. And I just want you to take that warmth and I want you to spread it and like bring it up towards your heart. At the same time you bring it up towards your heart, I want you to move it down until you are fully warm and present. So I'm just going to take a few more deep breaths in this practice. Really move that warmth. Really feel that warmth just moving around and getting your elevating your body's energy in this moment. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. And I want you to notice how present you are, just like how present you are in this space, because this is an amazing presence when you're tuned in at this level and deeper of receiving. And so from this space is where you create your questions and maybe just put them out there and just kind of see what you receive back. But we've got to get out of our head and into our body in order to receive from that, because intuition speaks to us through all of our senses. And a lot of people think intuition is kind of like this thing that kind of happens, but it's all sensory experience. It all happens. So the more that you can calm anxiety, you can calm other energies, the more input you're actually going to get into where you're being led.
Wow. And that was only like a minute or two where we got to drop totally in, and I felt the warmth. I felt the kind of tickling in the womb, and super powerful, and I just love the visualization that you created there. So do you have that recorded as like a gift for people that
no,
they can
but
go?
I can, if you all would like that. Yeah. I can do that for you.
Okay, cool. That could be really cool. So we'll post the link within the show notes and in this post once Alexis has got that available, because I think people would really enjoy just having that 1 minute activation. We've got baby crying. So, let's move into, and I love what you said, and this is so perfect, because in our facilitator tribe, we're talking about Lakshmi. And Lakshmi, it's all about, activating your dharma and creating wealth from that place, which is exactly what you just said. So I'm just feeling like such an alignment with the message of this month. And so I'd love for us to talk a little bit about, go a little bit further into that piece of, yeah, when we do get in touch with our soul purpose, then that's how we activate wealth, right? And I love this, like, the wealth codes, right? So can you talk a little bit more about that? I'm going to go
Through the Akashic Records and everything that I've worked on in terms of helping people to activate greater aspects of wealth, there are a few things that I would like you all to know. And the first thing is that when it comes to wealth and purpose, our purpose is the foundation for wealth to happen in our lives, right? And there are going to be a bunch of people who are like, oh, Alexis, I know my purpose. My purpose is to help other people. Awesome. Everyone's purpose is to help other people. What I need you to do is drop down into what exactly you're going to be doing, what's in your skill set, what specific contribution is yours so that you can go out and help people. I think this is one of the biggest mistakes that people make is like we think that our purpose is like, oh, I'm here to help people. And we're like, I'm like, duh, it is. But there's a specific way that you do it. There's a very specific way, and that is your purpose. And so when you serve in that brilliant zone of genius, then the doors to money actually open up. So it's a combination of what is your purpose, and you could also think of purpose and mission interchangeably, and then what particular skill set and natural gifts and talents, not something you have to learn, not something that's out of sight of you, what you do naturally is the vehicle for how you bring it into the world. So let me break this down for you. I'll just use myself as an example. For me, my purpose, like the thing I cannot get away from, the thing I'm always looking for when I talk to people, I'm always honing into like their alignments. Like I hear misalignment. I mean, it's just sleep alignment. Like it's my thing. That is the mission, right? The way that I do that is I happen to have a particular set of intuitive skills and gifts and talents and ability to put things together very quickly that allows me to get that alignment out into the world. And then from there, it's just a matter of shaping. And here's where choice comes in, is in what area and what space do you actually want to serve? So you do need to choose like where you want to go. And sometimes, you know, you already know like what it is, like where you're going. And sometimes there's choice. Like for example, of my business, when I first started, like people see me now, like 5 years later, they're like, oh my God, I remember when you used to do body image work and aligning people to what their truth was about their body. Like, I can't even believe that you moved into business stuff. Well, at the time, that's what I was where I felt called to serve and where I was choosing to serve. And then, you know, follow the intuitive hits and kind of evolved out of it. And now, you know, I put everything together. I'm like, well, I do all this work. So whatever you want to come to me for, awesome. You can do the same thing. It is the same thing. And it just comes down to then from there, having choice. Now, the thing about tapping into the wealth and financial piece of this, it's got a lot of layers to it. So the first layer is, how do you want to be supported in the work that you are doing? And how greatly do you want to be supported in the work that you're doing? Because wealth to me, and I define wealth differently. Most people, if you ask a hedge fund manager what wealth is, they're going to tell you like what's your portfolio, your stock options, all that, because that to them creates wealth. To me, wealth is the freedom that you experience in your time, choice, and with your money. That to me is wealth. So wealth to me doesn't actually look like $1 million. Wealth to me is like when I've got this time and the space to myself and I got to worry about anything. Wealth. So you have to be very aware of like how you want to be supported. The biggest thing for me is if it's going to give me time freedom, and if charging a certain amount is going to give me more time freedom than what I thought I could have, I'm going to choose that level of alignment. And I'm saying this because not everyone creates wealth the same way. There are people out there who are like, I could totally, you know, do $1 million or whatever it is, and they can tune into the actual numbers and create from that way. I'm not that person. I tune into experiences and how I want to serve as a way of creating greater wealth. So you have to be really specific on how you want to be supported and understand that either way you do it, money is attached to it, right? Like money is going to come, but you have to tune into what that thing is for you that's going to be your driver, because the numbers This and the second that our soul, it always holds greater for us, right? Our soul always holds the greater vision, the greater expression of us. And so because our soul holds that, you are able to create so much more than you think you can. And if you are willing to play in that space and area, you will be led and be shown what exactly that is for you. So for example, and I'll use me personally, and I'll actually use a couple of my clients as well. I work with so many people who are like, oh, I want to create this particular program. I want to serve at this level. But like monetarily, what they're creating, like that exchange is so much more. And then we don't, when we are doing our work in the world, there's a specific financial exchange for it. Now you can choose to discount it. You can choose to do more than that. But there, everything that we create has its own consciousness and its own financial exchange. And the more that you can tune into what is the true alignment and financial exchange that is showing up, the greater the wealth you are going to create, because at that point it's going to be amazing joy for you to serve. Because I mean, I've been there when you're undercharging, you're not charging enough, and you're like, man, serving in this way does not feel good. Well, that's how you start to mitigate those pieces. And that's the other part of wealth is understanding so much more for you than what you are currently asking for. And if you are willing to be daring, if you're willing to kind of push your edges of what you believe is possible, you're going to create more as a result of that. So, and I believe this takes the ideas that, you know, moving through stuff, you know, manifesting all stuff, this makes it a fun game. It makes the human experience a fun game, knowing that you're already predestined for greatness in a lot of ways. And the more that you choose that, the more you go into experimenting as possible, you're going to see greater financial returns in that. And I can tell you, the first time I remember someone said yes to like an offer that I had that was like $20,000, I was like, oh my God, like it was the most joyful experience. And was I terrified saying it? Yes. And the person was like, man, I thought it was going to be more. And I was like, what? But I couldn't have imagined that at that time, right? So be open to being surprised, be open to being led. Looking at, man, if I were to totally choose like all of my soul in this moment and everything it wanted to create, like how could my life look and how amazing, much more amazing could it be? So those are the emotional pieces to look at. I mean, there's other, and of course there are the human pieces, tracking your money, tracking your, you know, and being in relationship with your money, not just tracking it, but being in relationship with your money, being in relationship, being in knowing where things are going. You need to be aware of where things are going. So there are those responsibility pieces to this. And so but what I'm sharing with you before was really about kind of the higher pieces. You still have to do that. You still need to track. You still need to pay attention, know where your money is going, know where it's coming in from. But then there's the greater piece of what else is possible beyond that.
Wow. You just said a lot of really amazing stuff. It's so funny because it feels like you're literally everything that we've been talking about this month, like you are just nailing it. So I'd love to unpack that so we can really kind of slow that down and have everyone digest what you just said, because it's so powerful. So I love this of like how to activate your more is number one, tuning into your purpose and mission. Number two is seeing, okay, now how am I doing that? Like what's my skill set so that there's an alignment, right? And then who do I want to serve? So, and I love how you did that. I'd love to do that too for me right now. So, I know that my purpose is to activate feminine leadership. And some of my skills are, community building, strategy, really getting to the truth. Truth's my word. And how I'm serving right now is in the vehicle I'm creating is basically helping women to facilitate circles. So that's like the avenue of how feminine leadership is then showing up is through circle facilitation. Love this. It's like, and when we get this clear, it's like, this is how things then move very swiftly. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're out of the energy of confusion. You're out of the energy of the back and forth of the push pull and the second guess thing. And so like, it's like, once you know those things, you freed up all of that energy. And now you get to put that energy that was used for confusion and other things that you don't need anymore. Now you get to put it into the momentum pieces, which is getting yourself out there.
Yeah. And here's the kicker. And this is where like this all ties together, right? Well, how do I figure that out? Someone asks. And it's by tuning into your body and tapping into your intuition, right? Yes. Because you know the answer. Like, and this is where we think we don't know and we get into this confusion. But if you could actually tap into your womb space and your feminine soul and ask the question, you do know. And that's, I think, the biggest thing for us women to get is that we actually do know the answer. We've just been taught over centuries that we don't know anything, but we do. We truly do. So I'm just like, this is
you absolutely
so awesome.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then if we put this into wealth, it's okay. So we've kind of figured that piece out. And then the next step is, okay, well, really being present to what brings us alignment, what brings us joy. And then looking at the monetary exchange of when you're doing these things, what feels good, which is all like the feminine operating system, essentially.
And I just wanted to clarify, like, what feels good and making sure you're not tuning into what may be, quote unquote, the easy yes for someone, because it's so what feels good means what feels aligned, not what makes me feel comfortable and I can hide out and all of that. So I definitely want to just add that in there because it's easy to get caught up in that, I think. And it's like what feels aligned, what feels right, what feels good in that sense, but good being relative to you really like not being in that comfortable spot, but it feels right and it feels true.
Yes. And so many times we are totally undervaluing ourselves. I mean, yeah, I just see this over and over again where we don't value ourselves. And then we're doing what feels comfortable, which is out of alignment actually with the true value of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said something else that was really powerful around, the wealth piece. Which was, it was just right there as we were just talking. So when we're creating pricing, this is so, so important, is we have to know what money means to us or what wealth, defining wealth for yourself. Because numbers alone, they don't have any meaning. But when we get clear on, well, what is the wealth, what is this wealth for, or what, so is it time, or, you know, for me, it's like, hey, I've got these two little kids running around, like, it's all about family for me now. I'm very clear on what that, it's like, what's the why, your wealth why, essentially, right? And the clarity around it. So that was just genius, what you said there. Not to just throw out a number of like, I want to make $1 million. It's like, for what? If you don't actually have that tied to something, it's, you know, it's just a pie in the sky number. It has absolutely no meaning to you, right?
It is. And I think we're taught to goal set that way. Like, oh, what do you desire to make? But then half the time, most people don't reach their goals because they're not actually attached to them in any sort of way. And, who are like, I'm making $1 million, and they just do it for the satisfaction of the extra zero in their bank account. And that's, but also them doing that also has a certain meaning as well.
Yes.
So every worked with multi-six-figure, multi-seven-figure earners, it something deeper, like the money just flows in and they allow it, but the real reason for doing it is always something deeper.
Yep. Yeah. So it's not just the numbers. I love that. And, you know, and I just want to throw this out there because we've had quite a few conversations with women who come on the calls with us, who are so terrified of charging for Circle. And I say terrified, but what they're saying is Circle should be for free. Women's Circle should be free, right? Like, screw the patriarchy. We don't want to buy into this whole money system, right? And it's like, okay, so what if you actually used money towards whatever it is that you believe in, right? So if you're wanting to have, you know, it's like you could be donating it or, you know, what, I mean, there's just a million things of what we can look at of, well, what matters to you and what is your value, what do you value? And so then if it's like, well, you don't want to buy into that, but you could using it to serve the purpose that you're interested in, right?
Right.
So I just wanted to.
So the first thing is this, is that the reality is the type of people who invest in themselves financially are different than the people who just show up for free things. Unless you are a person who is going to milk every single thing out of a free experience. There aren't a lot of people out there who are like that. They're just here to kind of test and see and all of that. Money, for better or for worse, is often a qualifier for people. Like, I will show up, if I invested $10,000 in something, oh, you best believe I'm showing up for every single opportunity and ounce of that. Why? $10,000. It's, you know, it's a resource that I have put forward to receive a particular experience. I think when it comes to women's circles and the service of time and space that leaders are to be a financial investment for that, because there was planning that went into it. There was time that was into it. Together. There are things that you practiced in order to be able to lead these women. You've made an energetic investment by preparing yourself. And that energetic investment that you have now given requires a receiving to be balanced, a receiving of what that, oh, I don't know what just happened, of resources back for what you are bringing forward. It is an exchange. Everything is an exchange. I think what happens is that we want to take our experience of giving and giving and giving and how women have been indoctrinated and giving and giving and giving, and we want to turn it on our sisters. And then we don't want to activate the work of receiving, which is so important in women's circles. That's why we're coming together to be together, to give to each other, and to receive. The feminine is all about receiving. The masculine is about giving. So if you're going to be a feminine leader, be the beacon of receiving.
Giving other women permission to also receive. You have to model it. That's what feminine leadership is all about. Thank you. So brilliant. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
So good.
And you know, people who've been stressed out, who are like, man, I just got to do this or get this together. Like, no one wants to receive from people who are stressed out or drained or anything like that because they haven't been receiving, right? So if you want to be a leader and be in your calling, then you also need to be able to receive what comes on the other side of that.
Okay, hold on. We've got both girls here today. They weren't supposed to be, but they are. The balancing act. Yeah. You know, and I'm just so present to, as a mom, and I think, you know, there's so many moms out there who are in the same place where we are giving so much to these kids, and we need to look at where are we receiving so that we can continue to give. And I'm just so present to that of like, okay, yeah, I need to make sure that my cup's being filled, and that I'm taking care of myself which also looks like money, right? And the things that I can invest in with my money to make sure that I take care of myself so that I can be of the best service to them.
Yeah, I think that is so important, especially in this day and age. You know, I look at how my mom raised me, and she worked second shift when she came home. So she worked all day, and then she took care of her kids, and there was very little time for her. And I remember when I had my son, that was like the major thing that I struggled with. But I also came from a place of guilt too. Like, they were all surrounded by all these women who were so excited to be moms and so excited for this. And I'm like, I would be really excited if I could just sleep through the night. Excited if I could just have time. No one is crying. So I think that it's, you might perceive this as selfish, but I think you have to be able in order to serve other people. And so I really have to turn that around. If I'm not selfish, I'm actually being selfful so that I can actually serve other people.
I love that. Like, what a way of for us to be just reconditioning and reframing that word. So thank you for that. All right, so we're up at the end here, and obviously got to get back to the littles here. So, Alexis, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So much brilliant wisdom. Do you have a free gift?
I do. So, and what I'm feeling that I want to give you guys is actually different than when I came into this. So in terms of money, one of the things that we have to do that actually helps us to get deeper into the money is that we have to shift our thinking around money, and we have to be really clear about what stops us from. So I'm actually going to give you guys access to the assessment for Breakthrough Your Wealth Barriers. And what this does is it's an assessment that I created that will tell you what your money sabotaging behavior is. Like, where do you go? Do you go to guilt? Do you go to I need validation? Do you go to being overly controlling? And then how that particular behavior stunts you from actually creating greater wealth in your life. And so you're going to get a whole, like, guide that comes with it to support you in greater understanding. So I feel like that feels what's coming up, that wants to be offered and put into your hands. So you can go to I'm going to say it straight, and it's exactly how I say it, breakthroughyourwealthbarriers.com, and it's /assessment, spelled assessment. And you can go ahead and take the assessment. And this is the assessment that I actually give out in my course as well. So you're pretty much going to be a good way there, knowing what's stopping you. And I think that will be highly beneficial for you to really look at what's really getting in your way. What I will say about the assessment is this, is when you get the readout and you get the report, there's one thing that we don't talk about when it comes to creating greater wealth for ourselves, and that's a person that we are surrounded by. Who reinforce us, those people who reinforce us to act in negative ways around our money. And it really highlights, not only do you have a particular archetype in which you're acting out, but these are the type of people in your life who are activating you to be reactive in that way. And that's really important to know who you're surrounded by as you are going out, you know, building your business, creating more wealth, you know, activating side income, things like that. I just believe the more knowledge you have, the more action you can take to choose differently. And that's really what the assessment is about.
I'm trying to unmute it. There we go.
Oh, I can't hear you. Are you muted?
Callie. Yes. Callie wouldn't let me unmute it. She's fiddling with the mouse here. So I love that assessment. We will post that link. And I think you said something really powerful there about who you're associated with. And I see this as a huge block for a lot of women, is that they're caught in the old circle, and they're trying to upgrade that circle to then be able to step into the truth of who they are. And that is such a huge piece. So, yeah, we are truly, we are a reflection of the top five people we hang out with.
Yeah. And when you try to only, like, create the positive vision for your life in one area, being that your business, you create this massive energy void and gap between what's going on in your personal life, where you're surrounded aren't on par, aren't in the direction, aren't supportive of where you're going. And what happens is that instead of feeling empowered, it snaps you back into old patterns because you actually haven't dealt with the other areas of your life too. So I'm all about whole life change. So that's like, I'm like, everything I do, I create, we'll do that. So yeah, you guys can definitely access that. And then I will create that really short meditation for you guys and give you access to that as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alexis. This was amazing.
You are very welcome.
And thank you, everyone. And we'll post those links so that you can get that. And tune in next time for our next amazing guest.